to the first ever episode of Sunset Hoops. My name is Chasen, and I'm joined by
Kevin Hendricks.
And I will be teaching him how to the game works of basketball and the history of it.
I'm excited, Chasen. All right. So, as a teacher, what do you got for me first?
We'll do the basketball history first.
All right.
So, the invention. James Naismith, a Canadian physical education instructor, invented basketball in 1891.
Really?
Yeah. And is that the International Young Men's Christian Association, or otherwise known as the YMCA. It's a training school in Springfield, Massachusetts. Naismith created the game to keep students active indoors during the winter and to be less injury prone than football. The first game was played with two peach baskets as goals and a soccer ball.
A soccer ball. They used a soccer ball and peach baskets as the first basketball hoops and soccer.
They didn't have the basketball things we have today. They don't have that today. So they just had to improvise, you know.
Okay, I just feel like a soccer ball is not exactly the bounciest of balls, but basketballs have got to be bouncy to dribble them and everything, right?
Yeah, I would say so. But they don't really have that stuff back then. They just had to improvise and work on how to do it, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I thought Kim Jong Il invented basketball, didn't he?
No, that is not true. Actually, it was James Naismith.
Really? Okay. Mm-hmm. North Koreans, man, they're feeding me propaganda. I gotta stop listening to those guys.
But yeah, and then I'll talk about the growth a little bit, too. It became popular in American colleges and then spread to other parts of the world. The first professional league was formed in 1898, and the sport was included in the Olympic Games in 1936.
1936 was the first time basketball was in the Olympics.
Yes, okay. It was.
Yeah. That's, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And then the NBA. The National Basketball Association, otherwise known as the NBA, was established in 1946 and became a multi-billion dollar industry enterprise. By the end of the 20th century, the NBA introduced a 24-second shot clock. For offenses, you had to shoot within 24 seconds, otherwise you get a penalty, a foul.
But why 24 seconds?
Discouraged stalling is what it did, actually.
Okay. So you couldn't just keep the ball?
You couldn't waste the whole quarter away. And just, like, if you had scored 2 points, you couldn't just waste the whole thing away.
All right.
And then there's also something called the WNBA, which is kind of ran by the NBA, which helps the NBA funds it. But it's the Women's National Basketball Association, which is, WNBA. And then was established in 1997 and has helped increase the popularity and level of competition in women's basketball.
I can't say I'd be a big fan of the WNBA.
Oh, why not?
I'm terrified of women.
That's
reason. Absolutely terrified. I cannot watch women on TV, otherwise I'll be shaking in my boots the entire time.
Oh, no. I see.
It's a big problem, actually. It's quite unfortunate. So the history of basketball is kind of rich, right? Like, you've got a lot of things from when it was first invented to now, such as Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Those guys are huge household names.
Mm-hmm.
How did they come to be so famous?
Michael Jordan was just a hard worker. Like, he went to North Carolina, and he just worked his butt off even in high school, too, the varsity team in his sophomore year of high school, and he just kept working his butt off. He thought about quitting, but he worked his butt off and he got back onto the team, and then he went to college and went to North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then he worked his butt off there to even get better there, and then he worked his way to the NBA, and then it just, his mentality and everything rubbed off on everybody, and they realized how hard of a worker he was.
Yeah. So Michael Jordan was the GOAT, right?
I would say he's the GOAT, but some other people say LeBron's the GOAT, but I would say Michael Jordan's the GOAT because he was the first one to ever work hard and do everything and become a household name in basketball.
Yeah. And back to LeBron James, he's been in the league for a long time, right? Okay. Since early 2000s, or is it even the 90s?
No, it wasn't the 90s. It was about 2003, I would say.
2003.
He came back in. I was in the league. And he just beat. He actually is a pretty good player, too. I won't lie, but he, sometimes I can't stand the stuff he does, but I don't know. He's a great player, that's all I'll say. But, he even created his own basketball player,
Yeah. His son, Bronny James, is now also in the NBA, which is absolutely crazy to think about.
Right? Yeah, it's just weird, like creating your own teammate pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, right. We have a sponsor today, right?
Yeah.
We? All right. So let's hear a quick word from our sponsor. And we're back. So after that quick word from our sponsor, Chasen, you are here today to tell me and explain to me how the game of basketball works. So after that quick introduction to the history of basketball, which I had no idea of, I already forgot the guy's name, but that one Canadian dude, Micah Gernewig or something, he invented basketball, which is cool, but I thought Kim Jong-il, you know, he was the guy that invented basketball, which I still believe, and I'm not going to believe you and your Canadian propaganda. Anyway, how does the game of basketball work? Explain that to me. Just, like, maybe don't go, like, in-depth with all the scoring and reffing and all that nonsense, but just the basis of how basketball works.
Okay, well, yeah, the guy's name was James Naismith, but I'll let you get to that.
Okay.
So, yeah, the basic rules basically is there's teams of have – each team has five players on the court at a time.
Why five?
I don't really know. I just kind of – basketball – it's just kind of always been that way in basketball. Like, I don't think they've ever just had – I feel like they may – like, if they have more than, like, five, they have, like, the courts is more crowded. Like, I've tried to play with, like, six players sometimes, actually, in my game of basketball sometimes, but it just gets too crowded, and then you can't do anything in the court.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
But yeah, so the game structure – the game, you know, standard game just consists of about 12 minutes per – and there's four quarters in the game.
So there's 12 minutes per quarter?
Yeah.
All right.
And the NBA is what it is, actually. And then there's 10 minutes in high school, or in FIBA. And then in high school, there's usually around 8 to 9 minutes in a game.
In a game?
Yeah, or not in a game. I mean in quarter, four quarters.
Okay, in a quarter. So not 8 bad. To 9 in a quarter.
Yeah, I all messed right. that up.
No, that's fine. I get it.
And then if the score is tied at the end of the regulation, at the end of the game is what it means pretty much, if you don't know that. There's overtime periods played, which will, it depends how, I think the NBA, I don't know how long they play, I think it's about 12 minutes or so.
So it's just another quarter?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
And then, yeah, they just play until the team wins, like, with the highest score or whatever. And then there's positions in basketball, too.
Positions?
Yeah.
I thought everyone just ran around passing the ball and shooting.
No, actually, that's not true.
No? Okay. Explain some of the positions, then.
Well, there's something called the point guard, which is often the primary ball handler. He, like, dribbles up. Like, he'll get the person, there will be a person that takes the ball out of bounds, and they'll pass to the point guard. He'll dribble up, and he'll set up all the plays and everything.
Okay.
And then shooting guard is typically a strong shooter, which, I mean, they had to make a lot of threes and everything else, and then they had to focus on scoring. And then there's something called a small forward, who's a versatile player who can score and defend.
Okay.
And then there's a power forward, which plays close to the basket, combines scoring and rebounding. Like, he does both of them.
Scoring and rebound. What's rebounding?
So rebounding is when, like, somebody shoots a ball and then it doesn't make go in the hoop, and then they have to, like, grab it out of the hoop air, or out of the ground, off the ground, or something like that.
Okay, so it's just like getting the ball back after someone failed to make it in the basket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because then if somebody makes it in the basket, though, the other person, other team, has to take the ball out of bounds and then pass it to the point guard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. And now, a quick word from our sponsor, Cybrack. Chasen, tell about Cybrack.
Is your computer broken? You can take it down to Cybrack and get it fixed right up. The services they offer are web design and development, graphic and print design, marketing and branding, computer IT, and something I professionally do, photography.
Photography. Coolio. Where can you find Cybrack, Chasen?
You can find her right in Main Street, Rock Valley.
Rock Valley, Iowa? Of course, there's no other Rock Valley that I know of. Anyway, that concludes our word from our sponsor. Back to the show.
And then the center, which is usually the tallest player, so, like, a lot of the NBA players, there's a lot of them that are, like, 7 foot sometimes. And
Real tall guys.
Mm-hmm.
Big guys. Big men.
And then this person is usually focused on rebounding and shot blocking, because, I mean, they could block a lot of shots.
Okay, yeah, obviously, because they're 7 feet tall.
Yeah. And then we're going to go into key concepts of basketball.
All right. So what are some key concepts of basketball, then?
Dribbling is a very key concept, because otherwise you get called for travel. But players must dribble.
What's travel?
traveling is like, you can't walk with the ball. It's like, if you have the ball in your hands, you can't just take a bunch of steps to the hoop. You have to actually bounce
the ball. You have to dribble the ball.
Yes, you have
to. Okay. Yeah, like every time I watch basketball, I don't know why they don't just like keep the ball in their arms and then just run it to the.
Yeah.
So that's an actual rule. You can't just do that?
Yep, you can't just walk with it.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but so players must dribble the ball while moving.
Okay.
If they stop dribbling, they cannot start again. Otherwise, it would be called double dribble, because they can't double dribble.
Okay.
If you know that, kind of get it, you know?
I get the concept, yeah. Sure.
And then also, there's something called fouls in there, too.
Yeah, I think I know what fouls, technical fouls and all that sort of thing. What is a technical foul, by the way? Like, what justifies a technical foul?
Well, in the NBA, there's a lot of, like, random ones. Like, I mean, sometimes players get a technical foul just slamming the ball on the ground sometimes or passing it to the ref. I don't know why that happens. I just think the refs are trying to abuse the authority sometimes. But, I don't know why they do that.
Hmm.
But then in high school, some players can get it for either, like, starting a fight, obviously. And then, or they can get it for, like, swearing. Like, one of our players last year got a technical for swearing in our high school.
That's tough. That'd probably be me if I were to play basketball. A lot of technical fouls on my part.
Yeah, so fouls are physical contact. Physical contact can lead to fouls. Accumulating to many can lead to free throws for the opposing team.
Okay. Free throw. Why free throws?
Because I don't really know why they just do that. Because, like, free throws, they just make sense to give the team other team points, like, or try to get the other team points if the other foul team is just, like, fouling them a lot and stuff.
Okay.
And then we already talked about this, but the shot clock is another key concept. Because teams must attempt a shot within 24 seconds in the NBA, or for high school, for ours, we just got it last year, which would be 35 seconds we have to take a shot in.
Okay.
And then, it promotes fast play, just let stalling and whatever.
Yeah.
So here's, like, the gameplay flow most of the time. The game begins in the center of the court. You know, the old circle, half circle.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that it starts there, and then they have to have a jump ball.
A jump ball. Which is when, like, the ref throws it in the air and they, like, try to...
Yeah, they try to tip it to their teammates and everything.
Yeah, I'm familiar with that.
Okay. And then number two is the offense. The team with the ball, you know, tries to score while the defense tries to stop them.
Yeah, offense, defense, similar to other sports and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
And then the ending of the game, or actually the defense first again, players must try to prevent their opponents from scoring through blocking shots, stealing the ball, or forcing turnovers.
Yeah, okay. What's a turnover?
So, basically a turnover is, one of the turnovers could be like a bad pass. Like, if a person makes a bad pass to their teammate, the person could grab it and then run with it to the other way, dribble it. And, or, if the other person, a defensive person, like, when the person's dribbling, they can steal it from them, like, hit the ball out of their hands and just go after the ball, and that'd be a considered turnover, too.
Okay. Yeah, all right, I get it.
And then the ending of the game, the team with the most points at the end of the game wins. In case of a tie, overtime periods are played until one team scores more points.
Okay. So scoring, basically, or not scoring, the point system in the game is you want to get as many points as possible by making whatever shots there are, and some shots are worth more points than others, right?
Yeah.
Okay. But if you end the game with a tie, in quotations, and you go into overtime, which is just like another quarter, and whoever makes the most points within that quarter wins.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
All right. I get that. That makes sense to me.
Yeah, I would hope you get that, because I was trying to help you out there.
All right.
And then now, this is our closing.
Well, Chasen, that looks to be all the time that we have. So thank you for explaining the history and, you know, some of the basics of basketball to me. I'm excited for our next week's episode what are you going to talk about next week's episode again?
I will be talking about how the scoring system works in basketball with you.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I believe that concludes our very first episode of Sunset Hoops. Anything else you want to add, Chasen?
No, but it's been a pleasure doing business with you.
All right. And with that, buzzer beater or something. Yeah.